With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Promises made, promises kept. Donald Trump says that will be his guiding light during his second presidential term. Mr. Trump declaring victory.
I want to thank the millions of hardworking Americans across the nation who have always been the heart and soul of this really great movement.
Mr. Trump just a few electoral votes away from officially defeating Kamala Harris. He declared victory after clinching the key swing state of Pennsylvania. He also took Georgia and North Carolina.
8 years after winning the presidency and 4 years after losing it, Trump staged a political comeback.
Frankly, this was, I believe, the greatest political movement of all time. There's never been anything like this in this country, and maybe beyond.
The former president promised great days ahead.
This will truly be the golden age of America. That's what we have to have.
Speaking in West Palm Beach, Florida, Trump said he would fight for every citizen with every breath in his body. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Republicans retaking control of the U.S. Senate, the GOP gaining seats in Ohio and West Virginia, and Ted Cruz won re-election in Texas. Control of the House, at this point, still up in the air. Abortion was on the ballot in 10 states.
Pro-abortion forces lost Tuesday on a Florida ballot measure, but prevailed in two other states. By rejecting adding abortion rights to their state constitution, Florida voters kept a ban on abortion after the first 6 weeks of pregnancy. It's the first time pro-abortion forces have lost in a statewide ballot question since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. It was a victory for Republican Governor Ron DeSantis. Pro-abortion measures were adopted in Maryland and New York. Bob Agner reporting.
Stock futures skyrocketing on Wall Street. Right now, Dow futures are up 1,200 points. This is SRN News. Transgenderism is invading video games.
The latest edition of Dragon Age will allow players to create transgender characters and punish other players who misgender them. The popular fantasy role-playing game will also include special dialogue for the transgender characters, including phrases such as, quote, I love who I am and feels good to see the real me. A growing number of video games now promote transgenderism, which is sparking concern amongst parents of kids who play them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new report from International Christian Concern finds that 7 of the 11 nations in Southeast Asia actively persecute believers. The report indicates that the governments of Brunei, Cambodia, Indonesia, Laos, Malaysia, Myanmar, and Vietnam either actively persecute Christians or turn a blind eye to attacks on them by the local population. Even the Biden administration took note of the situation. This is SRN News. Recapping the hour's lead story, Donald Trump declaring victory in his quest for a second term in the White House and Republicans retaking control of the U.S. Senate. Elsewhere, Republican Mike Keogh defeating Democrat Crystal Quaid to win the Missouri governor's race.
Keogh is Missouri's lieutenant governor. Quaid is the state House minority leader. Keogh will succeed GOP Governor Mike Parson, who was barred by term limits from seeking re-election. Keogh was favored to win the heavily Republican state, but Quaid and other Democrats had hoped to get an edge this year with an abortion rights amendment on the ballot. Keogh opposes the amendment. Parson handpicked Keogh to be second in command in 2018 when Parson left his seat as lieutenant governor to become governor. The Associated Press declared Keogh the winner at 9:45 p.m. Eastern.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett. We have heard nothing from Kamala Harris. She left hundreds of supporters standing around at D.C.'s Howard University last night and early today. No concession speech, no address at all. She is expected to speak sometime later in the day. More details at srnnews.com.